London has fallen. The white English are now a minority in their own capital city, and now the city of Westminster, the home to the mother of all parliaments, yes, the council in Westminster have decided to discriminate against white applicants if they want to apply for a job in the local authority. This is getting absolutely ridiculous now. This story actually comes to us from Andy No, a good friend of mine, discovered that the city of Westminster have a job advert, right? Again, these sort of things are not surprising anymore. The whole country is going crazy, but it's reaching a whole new level, publicly and openly being racist against white people. It's really completely unhinged. So this is an executive assistant role. You know, you don't necessarily have to be white or black. You could just have good skills and get the job. But no, no, no. First things first, salary range. 54,000 to 64,000. That's pretty good. Not bad, right? Permanent, 36 hours a week. Not bad. And everything's good. But then the application said, if you're white, we are going to discriminate against you. And they also explained why. The council is committed to achieving diverse shortlists to support our desire to increase the number of staff from underrepresented groups in our workforce. We especially encourage applications from a global majority, GM, people who are black, Asian, brown, dual heritage, indigenous to the global south, and or have been racialized as ethnic minorities, formerly known as BAME. So that's black, Asian, multiple ethnic background. While the role is open to all applicants, we will utilize the positive action provisions of the Equality Act 2010 to appoint a candidate from a global majority background where there is a choice between two candidates of equal merit. If you are from a global majority background, you can self-declare this to the hiring manager as part of our positive action commitment. So all you have to do is just self-identify as black and you'll be fine. So obviously, the application is open to all. We know that because it's a website, as they say. But they said, we will be using the Equality Act of 2010 to actually just pick someone who is less white. Unless you can self-identify. We are paying taxes for this nonsense. I used to live in Westminster until a few months ago. This is... Anyway, there's some reaction already. We had Nick Dixon responding saying, you have to ask simply why. The advert itself admits that we are the global minority, the white English. So why must this minority be actively brought to ruin in our only home? This is an open betrayal beyond the wildest imaginings of our ancestors. Nick is correct. Winston Marshall said, this racist woke DEI BS is a cancer in Britain. Expensive and deeply regressive. Until we embrace a competency and meritocracy, our country will continue its nosedive decline. The ideology has metastasized throughout the state, church and institutions. Enough. Winston is also correct. Then we have Carl Benjamin from Lotus Eaters saying the English are second-class citizens in their own country. Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. Lawrence Fox finally said that white skinned people make up about 10% of the world's population. Why are we allowing this discrimination? Why is a London council allowing to practice open racism? Why is it acceptable to discriminate against one ethnic group? If I lived in Westminster, I would refuse to pay council tax until the council had been purged of racists. Starve the racist beast at the Westminster Council until they die. That was a very robust reaction. But of course, there is a point to be made. If people are paying their tax, if the white English, some of them who live in Westminster, are paying taxes, why is it that they will be discriminated against simply because of the color of their skin? It's not your fault if you're born in a certain skin tone. Like, it's not really your choice. You might be born a little bit white. You might be born a little bit black. Nothing to do with what happened in the past. And also, we are talking about London, Westminster, the heart of the British Empire. White people being discriminated against in London is a whole new level of crazy.